During the 2015 legislative session, Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers was tasked with leading the Senate's effort on prison reform. His omnibus bill died in the last days of session after a budget impasse between the House and Senate over health care funding, and the House adjourned 3 days early. So when Governor Scott used his executive powers to issue the order reforming Florida's prisons, Evers says he was happy.
Governor Scott, I applaud him for what he did in using his executive order to make a lot of the changes that we had put forward in our bill that ultimately died during the session because the House went home. So I really applaud him for that.
He says he had even spoken to Scott just weeks before the final prison reform product was supposed to be done, but was not prepared for this outcome.
I just told him that the changes and what we were trying to do in the bill, and he thought that they were reasonable, and so I was actually shocked that he used the executive power, or surprised is probably a better word, but I applaud him for his use of the executive order.
So which parts does he like of the executive order?
Well, they did the use of force, they did additional training. He took parts from both the House bill and the Senate bill.
One area of the executive order blended two separate proposals together. The House version expanded the number of geographical regions making up the Florida Department of Corrections from 3 to 4, while the Senate's called for an oversight board made up of 9 people that could do surprise inspections and conduct its own investigations into correctional facilities. Scott's order allows for the expansion of the regions and allows them to make at least 2 unannounced visits at correctional facilities in the area.
I think that they should be allowed to make unannounced visits at any time and not be limited to just 2 in a specific amount of time. But, you know, what he did was a tremendous help.
But some would disagree.
I think that is flawed for the fact that the people who are doing these unannounced visits are DOC personnel. So they're coming into a situation where they may or may not be amenable to really seeking out abuse.
That's George Malincrot, former DOC mental health counselor and prison reform advocate. He says what needs to happen is the oversight board contained in the original Senate proposal.
The oversight commission is essential to disabling, disbanding, surgically removing this culture of abuse and secrecy. And without something like that and a body that has the powers to investigate and make arrests and dig deep, this culture is so deeply entrenched, it's going to stay that way.
Along with more reforms dealing with mental health, Malincrot hopes to see that oversight commission appear in a 2016 bill. The actual author of the oversight commission is Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, also a major contributor to the Senate's omnibus prison reform bill. He says he too, like Evers, liked areas contained in Scott's order. That includes making sure there's a formal agreement between the DOC and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that the FDLE investigate inmate deaths.
With regards to the memorandum of understanding with FDLE, I think it's critical that we have an independent review of deaths in the prison system. So having the FDLE handle those investigations and having a formalized relationship between those two agencies, I think, is absolutely critical.
Still, there is something Bradley says he'd like to revisit in 2016. He says it's not his original idea for the Independent Oversight Board, but it's another tentative plan that the House and Senate were in talks over with regard to having a joint legislative oversight committee.
I was comfortable with what appeared to be the compromise between the House and the Senate, where we would have a designated joint oversight committee made up of House and Senate members. I thought that was a reasonable compromise. Unfortunately, because the House left before the end of session, we were not able to complete our work and have a bill that passed. So I look forward to reopening the dialogue with our friends in the House.
And Evers says this is by no means the end.
We will continue to monitor and look at the prison systems as we go forth through the summer, through next fall. And I'm sure by the time that we get to another session, there will be some additional changes and some additional legislation that we will have to pass in order to assist in making those changes.
Scott's executive order also includes ensuring that the Florida Department of Corrections establishes a policy to protect DOC employees who report wrongdoing from retaliation, as well as expands the number of areas inmates can report abuse. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.